Hey, it's Sip and Discuss. I am Michelle Mosley,
Khalida Hunter,
and Richie Blue,
and we are Sip and Discuss. So guys, this is going to be our official coming out episode. I feel like we are officially Sip and Discuss.
Yes.
So for those that don't know, so far we have hosted together 4 episodes, going on our 5th episode, January 25th, Saturday at Studio 130. We will be there live doing our next episode. But we started off, first it was just an all group, me, Khalida, and other females, Do Black Women Know How to Date? Then the second episode, we brought in Richie Blue, we brought in A-Easy, and we discussed what the women had talked about. And then the third episode, we brought in a whole like panel. It was like, what, 6 of us? Mm-hmm. And we discussed gender roles. Then we did Passport.
Which was very interesting.
Yeah. We probably gonna like touch back around on that. Probably like we should do like an anniversary episode, like something like that. But so, and then finally we got to Passport Cuddy and the Emma Man Is For Money. And that's when I was like, you know what? I like these two. They've been riding it out with Sip and Discuss. Like, it's never like, I don't know if I could make it, or they hitting me, or like, I can't come, or they just not showing up at all, because I done had hosts that did that to me. Oof. Like, yeah. So, how does it feel? Like, are y'all excited to be a part, officially a part of the team? We gonna make this happen.
Yes.
We're excited
to be a part of Sip and Discuss, and we look forward to our future endeavors together and what we can bring uniquely to the table.
You know, and it's always been, you know, we always talked about it before, about coming together, doing some type of podcast. And then for you, you know, to be able to bring it all together and then actually bring it to fruition is lovely. And it's a good thing to see how, you know, your dreams come out into reality.
Yeah, I that's like my new revelation. Like, it's not even about what you get. It's just about the process. Like, falling in love with the process of seeing things happen and seeing them manifest, come to be. So with this episode, we're just letting you know that we're here. We also want to talk about January the 25th, which is our next episode. And
it's definitely a 18 and older.
No. It's 21 and older.
21 and older. Grown-ups.
No, because I don't need no 18-year-olds in there trying to sneak some wine. You got to be 21 and over, and you have to be comfortable with hearing the word dick, pussy, threesome. We going to learn about thropples, because somebody said they don't know what a thropple is. We going to talk about it all. We going to talk about it. Sounds nasty, right? A thropple sounds like some big,
like a disease.
I want to say it sounds like something that some people in a trailer park, they was all,
and it stinks.
But I don't want to offend nobody. So, but also, Sip and Discuss is very, there is no, it's a podcast. So we curse, we talk about
we
whatever.
Grown-ups.
We grown
it's
up.
No judgment. Yes. It's open-mindedness. And it's bringing awareness to topics that brown folks don't necessarily talk about amongst themselves.
Yes.
Subjects that are kind of taboo that need to be spoken about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because even with the dating one, even with our first episode with the dating one, I felt like we learned as women just talking to each other about different things.
About
like
how much we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know. And I remember the one part where we were talking about how we didn't experience dating because some of us didn't have a father in the home, so we didn't even see how a man is supposed to treat a woman. So conversations like that, but still keeping it fun because alcohol is involved. So you know that's always going to lead to some.
Always going to loosen the inhibitions. Make the lips a little loose.
Yeah, make people a little bit more courageous.
Yes. So on the 25th, bad sex, good sex. Can you turn a bad sex partner into a good sex partner? We're gonna explore that. We're gonna have a threesome
conversation.
We're gonna talk about a threesome.
We're gonna talk about a threesome conversation. Clarify. We're not in the throuple here and sip and discuss. Let's just make that clear.
Yes.
So if you are looking for like threesome advice, I feel like I'm an expert on threesomes. I haven't had a threesome since I was 19 years old. I hope none of my parents listen to this podcast.
Dad, it wasn't me.
Yes, Kalina was not a part of these threesomes. And just to let y'all know, Richie Blue is related to me. So
yes.
He definitely wasn't a part of any of these threesomes. That would be a whole nother podcast. We would have to name it something else.
It's funny that you bring that up too, because every time we go out, I always have people coming up to me like, yo, your girl's fly and all this. I says, yeah, my cousin is fly. That's my cousin right
yo,
there.
Yo, my brother used to say the same thing. He said that I used to just get on his nerves. Like, he used to get arguments with people like, yo, that's not my girl.
Right.
That's my sister, and I would appreciate it if you stop talking about her in that context. So, yeah, we want you to come out. There's going to be wine. There's going to be, like, food. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be a lady selling toys. Just tease me. She's going to have a lot of dildos. She's going to have toys that couples can use. She's going to have toys that you can use on yourself. It's for men and women. I had someone inbox me and ask me could they come because they're a man and they're like, is it only for women? I'm like, no, we're all adults. Come, be happy. If you want to share your experiences, you can share. If you just want to listen, just listen.
And you can always bring your own drinks.
Yes, that's another thing. You can bring your own alcohol. You do not have to drink up all the alcohol that I have to pay for every month. Also, we are going to join Patreon. That's what it's called,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we also are going to do a bonus episode every month.
And you'll also be able to, if you want to vend at one of these events,
yes,
you can always reach out to Sip and Discuss about, yes, vending opportunities.
And I'm actually looking for like a food vendor. That would kind of be like really dope. We're always going to have
light. Does somebody want to do like a taco vendor? Taco vendors out here, come bring your tacos.
Yeah,
we like tacos.
Yes, when you get drunk. And
tacos
is
the best thing.
Yes. But we're not promoting getting drunk, though.
No.
We want everybody to get home safely. Uber and Lyft is just an app away. So, yeah, it's going to be drinking. The theme, like, outside of sex, music-wise, because I feel like we always got to do some, like, music theme, too, is 90s.
Yes.
And I picked 90s music because I felt like we had the best music growing up.
I think 90s music sexualized a whole generation of young women and men, which I don't see nothing wrong with that because you should be in touch with your sexual side. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, we have a different outlook on sex than the generations before us and the generations after us. So this gives you an opportunity to come in and experience what our generation considers not necessarily taboo, but things that you might want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our parents never really, I feel like with our generation, our parents never really, really sat down and talked to sex. Sex was just like, don't do it. Wait till you get, in my household, wait till you get married. Your virginity is this precious thing that you can never ever get back. It's the holy of the holiest. And I was fighting boys off left and right, and then I got tired, and then I just fell head over heels over this cute light-skinned boy. I ain't even gonna tell y'all who it is because I still know this dude. He's still in my life. But, like, that's who I ended up losing my virginity to. Like, I couldn't take it no more. He was like, yo, I want that. And I was like, you got that. You got that. But that also brings up, like, we can have a whole topic on your first, because I, for the longest time, I didn't even know that guys were supposed to be circumcised, because my first wasn't circumcised.
And we're going to leave that for our next episode, or on our extended version on Patreon.
So yeah. You know, I'm excited about this episode. I can't wait to talk. So yeah, we want you to come out. We want you to eat.
Bring your friends. Bring your coworkers. The ones that you don't mind knowing your personal business.
Yeah, that too. And I think on this one, we're not going to do a lot of face, like, recording okay. and stuff like that.
So it's you can kind of remain a little bit anonymous.
Yeah, because it's all going to be voice. We're not going to be doing a whole bunch of live and stuff like that. This is a special episode, so people are only going to be really able to listen to the audio. If you want to be a part of Sip and Discuss, you got to get up out your house, get dressed, and show up.
Come on down.
We would love to have you.
We're going to do it once a month. We are at Studio 130 in Epsecan, and we're going to be there from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. So the first hour is for drinking, eating, and mingling, networking, getting to know the other people that are there. And then the next hour, we go into the topic and we interview our special guests. Then towards the end, we play games. There's going to be raffles, prizes for people to win. I did a survey online, or a hood type survey, asking people, because I want to raffle off is a bottle. So I was getting people Henny or Patron. And one person brought up such a good point. It depends on what you trying to do.
Exactly. You trying to fight or you trying to fuck?
Or you trying to cry? Listen, yeah. But then one person was like, both. And I was like, you right, because you trying to get somebody to do everything you want them to do and then forget about it. Because Henny, I feel like Henny will get you
hype
out there sexually. Open. Yes. And anything.
Yeah.
Not even just sexually. Like, even open. We about to go fight. Yeah. And then I'm going to calm you down with some tequila and I'm going to give you so much of it tomorrow. You're going to be like, what did we do? Because that's how... Remember my first experience?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all I drink.
Oh, it's tequila?
Oh, Lord. I drink Cafe Patron.
Oh, you turned up, dude. Because Cafe Patron is a whole nother...
Cafe Patron.
Yeah, I've been on that one.
I've been on that one. Yeah, that's a whole nother... That'll have you up and...
Up and up. Like...
Oh, wow. But my first experience with Patron, I think that was like my 25th birthday or 28th.
Yeah, Grand Flamage.
Grand Flamage.
Y'all show my age.
I know, I'm getting aged myself, girl. I done posted a picture with my afro out and I got all this gray hair in it. So I've been... I outed myself on my age. I won't actually say the number because I cringe every
ain't
time I have
but to. It ain't nothing but a number.
Facts.
Yeah. But my first time with Patron... Only reason I remember my birthday is because there were so many pictures taken. That's the only reason I remember that birthday. And believe it or not, I didn't wake up with a hangover.
No, you never woke up with a hangover.
Nah. But I don't remember anything.
I love Patron.
It was like in phases. Like, I remember we did this one thing, and then next thing you know...
You don't remember how you got here.
The only thing, one phase of it that I remember is being at... Borgata parking lot and not being able to like get out of
there.
Yes! I remember I did a video with the Patron and it had finally like, who brought me that bottle, first of all? They brought me a bottle of Patron, but there was also a bottle of Moet. And I know I didn't buy that bottle of Patron myself. I think Tahara must have brought me that. She even brought me the Moet or the Patron. But I know I didn't buy that Patron myself. Not that I remember. But right after that, when I was doing the radio with Ray, I became Patron girl. Like everybody, yes. Like, that was my reference. Like
everybody. Oh. But you know, somebody just said to me, we could tell what type of woman you are by why you what you like to drink.
Oh, I'm a really? Wino.
Yeah.
I like red wine. I was on white wine, but it irritates my stomach too much, and now I'm on red wine.
Red wine is good for your blood, though.
Yeah, now I'm on red wine, but my people told me, Chris told me to watch out for red wine because it's so cheap that you can easily become
addicted.
Addicted.
That was me.
Really?
When I had the cases of wine.
You was getting the cases by the boatload.
Well, when I had an event, I brought 2 cases of wine mm-hmm. for the event and only used a half a case of one. So then I still had 18 bottles of wine left.
That's how much wine you'll be getting?
That's how I get it freighted to my house. That's what I'm saying.
That $60?
Yes.
Oh, girl. I wish I would have had.
So at the end of the day.
Dang.
I was having cases of wine sitting in my house.
Oh, so and y'all about to just get straight wine.
That's how I developed a taste for red wine was because I had it. Really? And I was like, well, what am I going to do with it?
Taste
and
it.
I started drinking it.
Taste it. My dad used to have it because, you know, he used to always be in San Fran. He took me to all the wineries down there. Oh, my goodness. And I learned so much, but it went in one ear and right out the other. So I really don't have, I only have like a little bit of information from it, but that's what he used to have. They had, I don't know if they still have like their whole basement, like wine, bunch of wine. But, so yes, that is what Sip and Discuss is about. We are going to talk about everything black. We gonna bridge the gap between black women and black men, bring us together, have our conversations that we feel will inspire, motivate, get us to just
be open
more,
up.
Yeah, open up and be more together.
Because at the end of the day, you got to have the communication.
Yeah.
If you want the sex to be right, you got to talk.
But we're not just always going to talk about sex, though. We're going to talk about all types of stuff. We're going to talk, I can't wait till next month because next month is Black History Month. We got some good ideas in the works for
everyone. We can't wait for you guys to, you know, sign on and come out, be a part of what we're trying to do and bring to the community. And we hope that you enjoy what we're trying to bring to the community, which is a safe space for you to be able to express yourself without judgment.
Yes, indeed. Because we need it. You know what somebody has said, and we had said this before, and no disrespect to my Caucasian brothers and sisters. I love y'all. I'll sound like y'all be sounding. My stepmom white. You know how they...
With your one white friend?
Yes. You know how they always be like, I got a black friend. So,
hey,
my stepmom is white. So, I know her ever since I was 8 years old. But, you know how you were saying, like, Caucasian people, they have meetings. They discuss stuff.
Yeah, like, they snoring think tanks.
They have think tanks. They discuss things. So, not only is it going to be going to be serious sometimes, but we're going to have fun. And I think we need that. We need, it's a part of our mental health, keeping the health.
We need that outlet to be able to really touch base with other people who are living the same experience that you're living.
Mm-hmm.
People that you can relate to, people that have similar lifestyles to you and are going through similar things. It gives you an opportunity to see that you're not the only one. You're not unique in this situation and that there is other options out here for you and different ways that you can be able to conduct yourself moving forward.
Well said, and I feel like this is a great dynamic because, you know, you got Khalida, she knows how to talk good, she knows how to write, she know them big words, you got Michelle,
using my SAT words.
Yes, see, you got her with that, you got Michelle, the ex, just hood rat all around. I used to date a drug dealer, I used to date a pimp.
Let's not talk about that.
I mean, I just want people to know my background. You know what I mean? How diverse this is. I'm not ashamed about my life. I've come a long, long, long way. I still cringe a little bit. Like, even though my parents know what type of life I was into, I still don't want them to hear it sometimes, even though they already know. And then we have TJ, who is, do we have to be careful with you because you're still in the military?
Well, hopefully, you know, the Army is like screwing up paperwork, but hopefully they get that taken care of. And I will be out of the military. I'll be retired and I won't have to worry about that. Because, yes, I think about that sometimes, like, about some of the topics that I like to talk about, or like reposting certain things on my personal social media context. But, yes, hopefully the Army thing will be over very soon, especially, you know, people memeing about World War III.
No, thank you.